with anyone. So it's problem, solution, and then specific solution, your specific solution. So don't jump in too quickly with your specific, your company. Give them a solution. So if Stephanie and she runs dance classes, then you say, if you get on the dance floor and you make a fool of yourself, you never want to get up again. You feel you can never dance, and you know all these women are there, and you're sitting there like a dope sitting on the chair, or you're a woman and you know there's this nice handsome guy, and you know the story. It's a short story actually. the point I'm trying to make is that she brings up that problem and brings up the solution to that problem, and then she brings up her specific solution, which is why her class makes a difference. Now, a postcard is very little space to educate. A website has more space. Brochures have more space. So you'll see in that brochure, there's a very comprehensive education. Okay, a book. Do you understand what a book is? Every time you buy a book, you end up buying something else. So you go to the store and you buy a book, and you read that book and you end up buying something else. That is an education system. Okay, I have a friend of mine in Australia. What he does is he just pumps out his books, just puts them in the stores. And every day, three people go to his website and buy the home study version of his How to Make Money in Shares and Stocks and Bonds and stuff like that. And each of them pay $3,000. So he makes $10,000 a day from the books that he puts out there. How many books do you think he's going to put out?
As many as he can.
But he has that system where he drives them to the website with a password. He says, oh, here's a password in the book. You can go there. So he's qualifying them. So it's not everyone that can go there. Okay? Let's look at the other marketing material that we have here. Peggy, I'll food service. For food service, what sets you that food? It says, for food service executives and entrepreneurs who want measurable and lasting results. Specifics would help there. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as you're talking, I'm thinking, zap it all out and start all over.
Yeah. Okay.
This one's definitely zap it all out and start all over.
Okay. So what sets you apart from the competition? The point is that, I'll stop pretty quickly. the first 50 words is where people tune out. So when I walked in the room, the reason why I was wearing a suit, the reason why I was presenting was packaging, but when I started out, I started off with a lot of energy, and I still keep the energy, as you can see. The point is, the first 50 words is where people tune in or tune out. So if you can get them to read the first 50 words, you've got them on a slippery slide. If you cannot, you've lost them. When you speak, the first 50 words are what people are paying attention to, which is why they put so much emphasis on saying your beginnings and the end need to be very powerful. So concentrate on getting that first 50 words right, those first 50 words right, because then people will read more. Is everyone clear?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, any questions at this point in time? No questions, okay. So what you've got to do right now is do a little audit on your business. You've got a sales pitch when you meet someone. You've got your website. If you have a website, you've got your brochure. You've got advertising, promotion. Just ask yourself, are you doing education or are you doing sales? Are you a university or are you doing sales? Because education sells the person. So why would you bother? Why would you bother telling them about you when all they're interested in is your information that will help them? You see what's happening in these 2 days? We're actually driving home the same point from different angles.
Not sure.
Okay, everyone, let's move on.
What are the two angles? So I'm clear on.
We talked about education.
Sure.
But in the morning we talked about giving.
Okay,
so giving came in, it's really education, information giving.
Okay.
But we're just driving deeper into the same concept. So you saw how yesterday the guy educated me on the Weet-Bix desk, how he told me how I could suffer if I had the wrong desk for 8 years. That was an education. You know how when it rains in my office it would crumble? You remember that? That was an education. the email example, we didn't do the newsletter, but you've seen my newsletter. Month after month, all we do is educate, and we sell at the same time. So the sales comes after the education. The advertising example you saw was those six pages of how to educate, how to grow your sales promotion, etc. Your website example we saw was the Motley Fool one, and you saw the brochure that's going around. You should have a brochure somewhat like that because that's a really good example. This is what education does. It's much better on a better screen, but basically that's what it does. It just brightens up everything. It gives everything in sharp focus. So what do you give? You give information, not portfolio. You go to websites, you go to brochures, you go everywhere. And what do people go online for?
Information.
Information. Everyone goes online for information. What do you get?
Portfolio.
Portfolio. You get portfolio. Mostly you get portfolio. You know, and the ones that give information get chronicled on Google, etc. So information is what you need to give online and offline. As a rule, you have to give information. People are hungry for the right information. Once they get the right information, they don't want to deal with anybody else. Why? Why don't we want to deal with anybody else? Why would you want to deal with Stu when you can deal with Rob and they're selling the same product? Why? Basically, the answer is because the information that Stu has given instead of Rob has been far greater, that has created more trust, that has created more giving, that has made him a university of sorts. I know that I can depend on Stu's person, his ability to give me the right thing at the right time. I know that all those delays won't happen. And you know what? The problem is I've got a life. I don't want to know what he knows. That's the biggest reason. I don't want to know what he knows. I just want to know that he knows what he knows.
All right, I'm struggling here. I'm in consulting.
Yes.
So my front page is case studies. I mean, I'm...
What are you doing? You have to give... You've been on the psychotactics website. We're talking about websites, right? So you get how to write headlines, how to do this. So effectively what I'm doing is I'm giving you the idea.
So how to hire superstar employees?
That's right.
Work with your employees?
Yeah.
What? How to work with your employees and make your team pull together?
That's right.
Because basically that's what my newsletters are.
So that can be on your website. Who's to say everything that I write in my newsletter goes on the website?
Right.
So.
But even on the front page, even your landing page?
The landing page is just the landing page has only one purpose, and that purpose is, why should you bother to subscribe? That's the whole purpose of that thing, that page. So it's like, it tells you the reasons why, you know, there are no pop-ups on this ad, on this page, etc. It tells you specifically that you shouldn't bother to go any other place. This is the place where you should stop now. Don't go to any other marketing site. You all get that message, don't you? Don't go to any No, of course not. You want to get all the marketing that from different angles because people have different views on things and you'll get better at it. Okay? Are you clear on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've actually done this, how can you educate, basically from a giving point of view. Okay? So what we need to iron out is a schedule in terms of details and dates. And what we'll do in the lunch break is you've got to find the buddy. Because I'm going to take the mic through and find out who doesn't have a buddy, and you're in big trouble after that. Okay? So, how to create evangelism.